This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Jonathan Bennett. Jonathan is the Blue Ridge Parkway Ranger, and he's with us to talk about the 18th Annual Overmountain Victory Celebration coming up this week on the grounds of the Museum of North Carolina Minerals, located near Spruce Pine at the junction of Highway 226 and the Blue Ridge Parkway. Welcome, Jonathan. Let's begin with a little history lesson for everyone. Let's talk about the epic story of the Mountain Men of North Carolina.
The Overmountain story takes place during the American Revolution, and this is taking place in about the fall of 1780. Basically, the Overmountain Men are the men that live in the western North Carolina, what's today East Tennessee and Southwest Virginia. In 1780, the war for American independence had been going very badly, and so the British had actually issued a threat that they were going to bring their troops into the mountains and lay waste to the place with fire and sword if they didn't swear allegiance back to the crown. Well, the Overmountain Men, not being about like mountain men are today, aren't going to take a threat like that lying down. They all banded together on September 25th at Sycamore Shoals, and they marched across Roan Mountain, came down to Spruce Pine, and camped along Grassy Creek, and that's the reason why we do the festival there at the Minerals Museum. They then went on down to South Carolina to a place called Kings Mountain, where they caught part of the British Army on the top of that mountain. They completely surrounded it and fought Indian style on the side of the mountain, and won a great victory there that turned the tide of the revolution, and basically it put the British Army on the road to Yorktown and ultimately for the American independence.
Thanks, Jonathan, for that History 101 lesson. Let's talk about what's going to happen this weekend. What will we see when we join you folks for this big celebration?
On Thursday and Friday of the event, that's mostly by reservation only for the school children, and a lot of the area schools have already committed for that. They'll be doing a lot of demonstrations and things like that they'll see. On Friday night, we open the encampment for the general public, and Rangers will lead groups around with candle lanterns, and reenactors will act out different parts of the Overmountain story, so you'll get to see a little taste of what life was actually like during the times. On Saturday, we'll reopen the encampment at 9 a.m. We'll have a flag raising ceremony at 9. We'll have some lectures and different things going on that day. But the big thing that's going on is we're going to have about 25 to 30 different people there doing different demonstrations of different crafts and skills. Like there's the traditional ones that you think of, butter churning, candle making, soap making, and things like that. But there's a lot of ones that you probably don't think of when you think of these historical events, like how to tan hides for fur trading, how to make bullets for the old flintlock rifles with cartridge rolling. There'll be a lot of demonstrations about these particular weapons. We actually have an expert that's coming in that's writing a book on one of the very first breech-loading rifles that's going to be speaking with us that day. There's also going to be colonial dancing and a lot of other ones besides that. Now, at 3 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to do a battle reenactment at the orchard at Alta Pass. That's just a few miles on up the road from us. And there we'll you'll be able to come and be able to see a little skirmish that's representative of what the fighting was actually like on the top of Kings Mountain that day in October in 1780. Saturday night, we'll be doing candlelight tours again from 7 to 9, just like we were on Friday night. And then on Sunday, the encampment will be open 9 to 12. It's open to the general public, and we'll be doing a drumhead religious service, which will be similar to what you would have seen if you had been in the actual Continental Army during the Revolutionary War times on a Sunday.
Thanks for joining us, Jonathan. Jonathan Bennett is a Blue Ridge Parkway Ranger talking about the 18th Annual Overmountain Victory Celebration coming up this weekend, Thursday through the Sunday, on the grounds of the Museum of North Carolina Minerals, located near Spruce Pine at the junction of Highway 226 and the Blue Ridge Parkway. The festival is free of charge and no reservations are required for the candlelight tours or the demonstrations and activities scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.